90.6 FM stereo, where you feel at home. BTS and Butter, 10 minutes past 10. It's another cup of coffee. My name's Nick, filling in for Isabel on this gorgeous Monday morning. Thanks to VDE Cafe in Vaal Park for bringing you another cup of coffee. Joining us in the studio this morning, thank you, Anne from Wide Horizon Hospice, for your time. We really do appreciate it.
Hi.
Let me move the mic for you. Hold on. I'm going to move the mic. Back in a minute. There you go.
There we go. There we go. Is that better?
That is much better. Perfect.
There we go. Wonderful.
Anne, your organization must be extremely busy this time of year. Christmas is fast approaching. Will you tell us about some of the projects that you have on the go at the moment?
Well, with Wide Horizon Hospice, Christmas is fast approaching, and I'm trying very hard to make the place feel more and more like home.
Mm.
So yes, we're looking for lots of donations for Christmas trees, Christmas lights in particular.
Yeah, for sure.
And also looking for a few gifts for the patients who are going to be stuck with us over Christmas.
Of course. And you know, people who can go out to you and help and put these decorations up and...
Yeah, that would be fabulous if we can get the place looking like Christmas and feeling like Christmas and just more homely, you know.
Because we said just before we went on air, this year has, it's almost fallen a bit flat, but now is the perfect opportunity, the time to get everything feeling festive.
Yeah, I don't know. I think everybody's going through this stage where we're not really feeling like we're doing much, or the festivities, that sense of family and commitment and community seems to be falling a bit flat.
But the best thing you can do is to help others, you know. It's not just your own little world. You help others and get out there and get involved.
It's amazing what the smallest things can do and the sense of satisfaction you can get from just being around or doing something small.
So financial donations, obviously, Wide Horizon Hospice, and then failing that, goods, Christmas decorations, any other ways you can help?
Yeah, financial donations are always first prize, but I mean, I understand that people don't always have, and if you've got extra tinsel or Christmas lights that you're changing, or any extra plants that you've got, we're looking for those as well. And then also just, you know, a couple of candles, some lights, some...
Lovely, yeah.
Just some warmth, you know.
For sure. You mentioned earlier there's your granny project on for this year. Could you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so we have an ongoing granny project. We have 16 grannies who come from the old AIDS epidemic, and they look after their grandkids. Many of them have got next to nothing. And I'm looking to try and see if we've got any old toys, new toys, that type of thing for the grannies to be able to have at least something festive to have with their kids as well.
Of course, that would be very, very important. You have your Facebook wish list as well.
Yes, so we have a wish list which is up on Facebook at the moment. It's through Take A Lot, but not everything has to come from Take A Lot. But it's easier for some people who don't necessarily want to come and see us but do want to donate something. And on that is from small items like packets of jelly right through to gifts, tinsel.
It's clever using that on Facebook because then you've got on Take A Lot because you've got everything nice and neat and laid out.
Yes, and everything's nice and neat and laid out. And also then people can see what we're looking for. So it doesn't have to come from Take A Lot, but you can have a look at what we're wanting.
For sure.
And that it can be rotating. So if we have too much of one item, we can take it off and put something else on.
Which makes sense. I wanted to read through this. This is something we read quite often on the Vaal Happening calendar about the little shop around the corner. It's the charity shop that collects funds for Wide Horizon Care. Yes. And you mentioned here that you can donate by dropping off pre-loved clothing, bric-a-brac, kitchen, homeware, and your address is the corner of Ifley and Uwelmi. Is that how you say it?
Uwelmi.
Uwelmi. I've always wondered about that one. Ifley and Uwelmi Road, Henley-on-Clip. And your number is 016-428-1410.
Correct.
Your Facebook, then I presume is Wide Horizon Care on Facebook?
Wide Horizon Care on Facebook, as well as the little shop around the corner. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go and see what we have or what is there, there's two different pages. And then also our email address is hospicevaal@lantic.net.
Right.
And our physical address for the hospice is 13 Casino Road, Vereeniging.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time today and for all the projects that you've got on the go. Let's go through them again. The Christmas, very important, and I think so great that you've started it early.
Yeah, we have to start it early this year. It just seems to be that, I mean, I don't know if anybody else has seen it already in the shops, but there seems to be Christmas decorations going up everywhere.
I saw in August one shop, I'm not going to give the name away, they were starting to put stuff up in August already. I was like, guys, that's a little bit enthusiastic.
That's horrifying to me, but okay.
Well, I know of people that still have their Christmas tree up from last year, so it's Christmas 24/7. But October is actually the best time to start because it's later than what one realizes. It's coming up the 20th of October already. So that's important for you. Anything you said that can bring a bit of warmth, a bit of cheer, a bit of festive color, so lights, decorations, donations, very much needed. And then the Granny Project and the Facebook wish list.
Yeah, that's all of the projects running at the moment.
Thank you so much, Anne, for your time and for the wonderful work that you do. And you'll be back again in about 2 weeks' time.
About 2 weeks again, we'll be back, and then I'll be seeing Isabel.
Fantastic.
Pleased to meet you.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time today. And it's from the Wide Horizon Care Center. They're a non-profit hospice organization that need your help to care for those in need. The number again, 016-428-1410. Did I get that right?
That's correct.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Anne. It's 10:15. Music coming up from The Police. The song is called So Lonely. It's headed your way straight after these.